It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
There's been quite a bit of criticism here in the St. Louis area about emergency sirens, emergency alerts to cell phones not going off like they should. Remember like a month ago, the city of St. Louis had to retest its tornado sirens, I think it was, because people were saying that they simply didn't go off. If they did go off, they didn't hear them. I mean, and that's the kind of thing where you absolutely want to make sure that that information is relayed to people, because seconds count, right? If you've got a tornado moving your direction.
And here's, I covered this story. I remember covering this story over the years. And one of the issues is the tornado siren system. When the idea was first came out, I don't know how long they've been around, but let's say 50s, 60s, when the idea first came out to put these sirens out there to sound the horn, people's homes weren't nearly as soundproof as they are today. Homes are built tighter and all that stuff. And part of their challenge was making sure whatever it was, the decibel was loud enough and there were enough of them that it could penetrate some of these homes. Because if you're inside and you've got the TV on and all that stuff, you just might not hear it.
Or kids screaming. In fact, I think about sometimes when I'm in the car by myself and I have the music up really loud and I'm worried there's going to be an emergency vehicle with its sirens on. And of course, if it's right behind me, I'm sure I'd hear it.
Right.
But there's been, I can think of a couple times where it's probably gotten closer than I would have liked and I didn't hear it because I had my music up. So, yeah, to your point, I mean, if you've got the TV on, you're talking, you've got kids screaming in the background, there's a chance you wouldn't hear it. Well, obviously, that's been a problem not just here in the St. Louis area, but nationwide. So cities are trying to come up with other ways that they can communicate this emergency information. So New York City is testing out something. It's basically a pilot program. And this is something that I could see happening here in the St. Louis area. Listen to this.
Heavy rainfall is flooding take place until Wednesday morning. If you live in a basement or a ground floor apartment, be prepared to leave your location if flooding occurs.
Any guesses as to what that was coming from? There was a
Alexa?
definite hint if you were listening.
I
did you hear the bzzz?
I did hear. It was kind of hard to hear.
It's a drone. So they now have drones that are flying around New York City warning residents, in this case, about flash flooding.
Wow.
So is that the future? That they're going to have sirens and text messages and drones? You walk outside your door, just like the last season of Parks and Recreation, drones are the new thing now, where a drone's going to be hovering over your front lawn saying, please take caution, move inside to an interior room.
Yeah, cradle to grave. I mean, there reaches a point where you've done all that you can. I mean, I'm not saying they shouldn't try to improve the system if it makes sense. Maybe soon that little chip they're going to implant in all of us can like buzz and alert you that there's a problem.
That's the direction they're going to have to move. They're going to have to send someone to smack someone over the head because, yeah, you're right. I mean, they can only do so much. It's not like they have ample time in a lot of these situations to warn people.
Right.
They have maybe sometimes hours, but What's funny about this is, I guess you heard the, of course, English version, but what people are talking about is in one case, this drone flew over an area in the city where I guess roughly a quarter of all the residents speak Spanish. So naturally, it had the drone speaking in Spanish with the emergency alert. And it was almost like when you're driving in a city and you're trying to use your maps on your phone and it completely butchers the name of a street. It was
sure.
Like that. They were saying it sounded like a straight up Google translation, and it was clearly not an actual person who had recorded it. It was kind of like, and turn left on, like in Nashville, there's a street, a very well-known street called Demumbrian. And Siri would say, turn left on Demon Bruin. Like, I'm trying to think of St. Louis streets, like Shoto. I bet you they butcher Shoto.
De Bolivar.
Thank you. That's a good one. Yeah. So maybe you're going to start seeing drones. I mean, heck, I feel like they've talked about drone grocery delivery, or am I just mixing up Parks and Recreation in my head?
No, they talked about reality. Some sort of Amazon delivery. I don't know how. It seems to me like that would quickly get to be an air traffic problem.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, right, because, I mean, there are certainly regulations over how high they can fly.
Or the first time one fails and drops your groceries on somebody's head or
I'm sorry,
in the middle
I shouldn't
of the
laugh about that,
causes
but
a crash.
No, you're right. Like, think if you had it. Well, how, first of all, like, I think about, like, juice. You're telling me a drone is going to be carrying a bunch of groceries, including heavy
items,
juice, bottles of wine, mark for you, bourbon.
Thank you. I would never let my bourbon be transported by a drone. Thank you.
That's where you draw the line.
Don't be dissing electric vehicles. They're plenty powerful. They can outrun a police car. I saw an entire series. If I was stuck in the airport or something, I was watching this when I was on my trip. And some news station did an entire piece on that, on how police departments are having to equip themselves with Teslas because they can't catch Teslas with gasoline-powered vehicles. They're too fast. They can do 0 to 60 in 3 seconds.
So what happens if they need to charge there? They're trying to chase a suspect, and it goes on longer than expected. And they're like, hold on, suspect. I actually need to quickly charge up my Tesla. Could you wait for a second, and then we'll continue with the chase?
Yeah. At a high rate of speed, they're going to eventually run out of power. I mean, you know that. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what it is.
I did see Tucker Carlson testing out the Cybertruck. Did you watch this video he posted to his YouTube channel?
I did
channel?
Not. Did he like it, not like it?
No, he seemed to really like it. I mean, they were doing some serious off-roading at the very end. You see him shooting at the Cybertruck. No, Elon. I don't. Was it
technology?
I can't remember. I'm sure Elon was. Maybe what was it? Elon. I watched this video and I'm already forgetting who was driving the actual truck. But it was definitely Tucker Carlson in it.
Again, you know how I feel about that. I mean, in some neighborhoods, it's convenient to have a golf cart because you're going somewhere close by. You don't have to worry about it running out of power to get you there and back. If an EV, this is what Donald Trump said yesterday. I listened to his, I don't want to hijack your Kim on a whim. I listened to his entire speech. And at one point they asked him about EVs. And he said, I have no problem with EVs. You want to have one? Get one. Just don't let the government shouldn't be forcing us to buy them. If you if that fits your lifestyle, if your commute is 2 miles and you don't have to have anxiety that your battery's going to run out in the dead of winter when these things don't last very long, go for it. But don't try to force everybody else to do it.
Or force landlords or businesses to have to install these charging stations.
Yeah.
I mean, so, there are charging stations at a Walmart near me.
Right. They're popping up in many places, but it should be because of demand and not government force.
Right.
They didn't force people to put gas pumps in back when cars started taking over the roads. They put them in because they were making money off selling the gasoline.
Just don't force me to buy that ugly Cybertruck.
It is ugly.
It's very ugly. People only buy that because they want heads turned. I shouldn't say only. I'm sure there are benefits, okay? I get it.
I'm like, how do they call it a truck?
It does not look like a truck. And the... I'm sorry, you know that all eyes are going to be on you because you look like you're driving in the year 2075. So everyone's going to turn around to see who it is who's driving that fugly thing.
It is. Yeah, it definitely is ugly. There's no doubt about it. In fact, somebody I know on Facebook just got one yesterday. He was bragging about it online.
How much are those?
Close to $100,000, aren't they? I think.
Wow.
Probably.
Well,
in the ballpark.
You know, cyber trucks and other weird-looking futuristic vehicles, you know, and these drones who are going to be coming to do our emergency alerts, that is the future. Like, you think back to, like, what the Jetsons, and it's like, we are moving that direction very quickly.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on my hovercraft. You think that's coming next?
I'm waiting on the briefcase like George Jetson had that you just push a button and it folds up into a briefcase and then... You carry it into work with you.
Yeah, but when's the last time you carried a briefcase? Do men even carry briefcases anymore?
I think most people have moved to backpacks or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think there are leather satchels are still in.
A purse?
But I don't think people are wearing actual... No, it's not a man purse. But I don't think very many people are using actual... rectangular briefcase.
Because I remember my dad, obviously, as a kid, you know, the hardback briefcase,
one.
And I loved playing office with that. But yeah, those are like obsolete now. Did you look up the cost?
Start at $81,900 and go up to $101,900.
Sure. I mean, one of those Ford EVs, Lightning? Like the Ford F-150 Lightnings are $70,000-$80,000 because I mean the regular trucks are $70,000-$80,000, but I had a friend who bought one and put a double battery in it because he wanted the extra battery storage power, and it was close to, I think it was close to 100. I mean, that's what you're paying for the technology.
Yeah, and then I don't know how much it costs to fill up.
I don't either.
Like to charge your battery.
That's a good question.
Depends on where you. If you have one at home, it's pennies. But if you have to get it out. In the wild.
Of course, somebody's got to make a profit.
Well, that's probably why they would want you to be forced as a landlord, right? To have to do it because it would really benefit the tenant, not the landlord, only the tenant.
Well, unless you charge as you're in the wild.
Yeah, charge five times. Yeah.
Sure.
That's true. Like just under, as you call it, in the wild, Carl.
Yes.
So going to the gas station now is in the wild.
We had to. Remember, as a state, we had to pass a law, I believe, in this last legislative session to prevent do-gooders at the county council and city council level from being able to force landlords to install those stupid things.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, government has no business being involved in that. It really doesn't. All right. Let's get to a quick break here. We're going to come back. We'll continue talking about the president's speech yesterday. I listened to all hour plus of it. I think it was a little over an hour. I thought he did a fantastic job. Of course, they're all mad at him for half a dozen things he said, even though they can't be mad at Kamala because she doesn't talk to them. Where's the logic here? We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.